Welcome back, guys, to the ATP podcast. This is Anthony J. Here with Dion.
Dion Ashby. At Instagram, no ID.
And Ellie Wood.
Ellie Wood.
Welcome back, guys. Today we're going to sit down with Ellie Wood. She is a photographer. And what else, Ellie?
An individual.
An individual.
A vibe curator.
Vibe curator, that's right.
All right.
A creative. I'm in Los Angeles, working and hustling
every day.
The LA vibe.
And right. What's up?
All right, so like a couple things we just wanted to like start with. We can just talk about like where you drive your creativity, how long you've been doing your thing, like where did it all begin?
That's hard. And that's like one of those things. I mean, honestly, like I'd say I've been creative since I was little, like anywhere from like finger painting to like trashing a table. Like there's always just been something about like making things that I've always liked.
Yeah.
But I think as I've like gotten older, like I think it's kind of weird to say, because I think a lot of the creativity I find like from being alone, like that's when I'm most creative. But a lot of it comes through music and artists and just videos that they put out, and everything through like trends of that would probably be where I find like a lot of like my source of creativity.
Like, when do you think you found that kind of like self-discovery, like the self-realization that, yeah, like art is my thing, like that's for me?
I'd say like 8th grade. I think that's like when I got, I had like an iPod Touch, and I was like, I'm going to do photography, and I like boosted out of that, and then ever since then, just diving into like a lot of different mediums, from painting, ceramics, more photography, so.
Yeah, I like to paint too.
What took you into the like painting? Like, what drew you to get into that?
It's hands-on. That's like what I like to like painting and ceramics. Like, it's fun like taking materials and then just making something physical.
Right.
You know, because photography's tight, but that's something like I'm taking out my phone, like showing you like being able to like hold up a painting or like a ceramic piece or like just
the physical aspect.
It's there,
you
know.
You
and it's like you can create anything like out of barely anything. Out of nothing. Like, just like a few bottles of colors and just get it down. So.
And how about the photography? What drew you, like, as well, mention that, like, Dion just mentioned right now, what is something that completely drew you to do photography? Because I noticed you do a lot of, like, pop colors and all that.
Yeah, pastels.
Like, how do you...
I mean, like, my first, like, interest in it came from just being able to, like, create moments that you can keep, too. Like, being able to look back and be like, what did I do in 2015? Like, oh, here's all, like, my friends that
I
shot.
Do you want to know?
Like, do you want to know?
Yeah.
But finding that and, like, realizing that with photography, you can still mix in, like, your creativity through other mediums into it. And that's, like, kind of what I've been trying to do. So mixing artwork with, like, drawing and painting, like, overlay
in
onto photos.
Yeah.
What do you base your photography off of? Because I know you have, like, a certain vibe. She has, Ellie has a vibe to photography.
Ellie has a vibe.
I'll leave information. You guys can check out her page and all that. But where do you get most of your ideas, your inspiration from for your photography?
Honestly, like, boredom. Like, straight boredom. Like, I'll just see a shirt I like. I'm like, oh, it's a cool shirt. Like, I'm just going to try to put my friend in it. And then, like, a lot of, like, shoots are, like, just straight winging it, too. It's like, what do I have this person can just, like, hold and do? And then... editing them too, again, is like
the
just
fun,
a state of boredom.
That's
like,
the most fun part.
I'm just sitting there and I'm like, I don't know what to do out of this, and I just start creating things and making them. Like, there's usually not a lot of like deeper meaning like behind my photos. I never do like conceptual shoots. It's just me like taking it, doing what I want, and making it something interesting. So,
have you ever took like any classes on photography or anything? Or?
I just got into it. Honestly, like, I mean, I feel like
a
lot of people are self-taught, like, high school classes and stuff. Like, I've taken, like, a semester, but they're like, take a contrast photo.
Yeah.
Take a saturated photo. And it's like, no, we're like, I want to take pictures of flowers. Like, I want to do something. So, I would say a lot of it's just self-taught. Like,
that's good. That's a good skill.
Yeah, it's sweet.
Yeah.
It's super fun.
Because, like, I took a class, like, in, back in college, and we learned about, like, different photographers. Like, it was a photo history class. And we
learned
about,
are
like,
fun too.
Yeah,
you get like background into it.
Yeah, like there was this one photographer. I don't know if you're familiar with him, Chuck Close.
No,
he shoots in black and white, but they're just portraits, just face photos.
Yeah, I remember.
And
that.
Yeah, like they're pretty, that. Like they're pretty deep in detail. I don't know what kind of camera he used for it, but it's really cool stuff.
Like an older version camera.
Yeah,
that's sweet. And I feel like, I don't know, like history classes are more valuable because you can learn more. Yeah, exactly. Because it's like learning about like famous people doing those things and like seeing like their take on it.
or where it came from this world.
Exactly, you know? Yeah, and just learning, like, oh, like, because a lot of times you'll make stuff and not even know it has, like, relation to, like, past backgrounds.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, like, I am drawing inspiration from this, and I didn't even know who this was.
Okay, so, well, this year, have you been able to do any great projects with your work that you have going on? Have you been able to, like, you know?
No, and, like, that's the sad thing is because, okay, and, like, cliche as fuck, but
it's all right, yeah.
Like everyone ATV. That moves to LA, you're like, yo, I want to go and be creative and be creative and make stuff. But like the hurt of just working, like in all my free time, I'm just like exhausted.
Dude.
Right.
Yeah. Like, and that drains, time where like I still wanted to make stuff, but like as soon as I got home, I'm like, no, dude, like I'm so mentally drained. Like,
and you could try to do it tired, but it's not going to be the same effort.
Exactly. And like,
that's you not tired.
Yeah. Right. And like, that's the thing too, is when you're creating, like, you need to like put yourself in that moment and like create. Like, it's not like I can just go home and be like, all right, let's start this. Like, I need to get in that zone with myself. But exactly. And, but I think there's been, like, big lessons to come from that and learning, like, yeah, maybe I'm, like, working a lot and making money, but I'd rather, like, have
creative,
less money and be creative and be putting, like,
a state of mind.
Yeah, and, like, putting my energy into things I'm proud of, like, instead of being like, oh, like, I was clocked in for 12 hours. Like,
That was another thing I wanted to ask. I wanted to ask you, have there been long lapses, like, between projects that you've, like, worked on, like, say, to, like, a month or, like, a week before
you go
crank something out?
Oh, yeah. Like, definitely. And, like, I get, like, very, like, procrastinated at times, too. I'm, like, the queen of, like, not finishing projects sometimes. I'm like, this painting's dope, but I had this new idea.
Starting one
now
thing,
I have two half finished paintings.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's where I've been, like, getting on myself and being like, dude, like, just finish this. Like, let it be great. Put your energy into it. Go make that next thing.
Yeah.
But even, like, coming back to projects later, too, like, I'll end up making something completely different because I come back to it later with a different mindset and it turns out way better than
you can make
that,
something
like,
better.
First
yeah,
period. So, it's so fun. It's like, what?
Yeah, there's always, like, process to grow and everything. Like, you can always come back to something and make it better or, like, add something to it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Are you originally from LA, Lee?
Nope.
No?
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah,
no.
Where are you from?
Another transplant, ladies and gentlemen.
Another transplant. I don't know. I'd say, like, up and down through, like, the West Coast. I grew up, like, half my life in, like, Washington, Portland, San Diego.
Portland's nice.
Like,
I like
Inland
Portland.
Empire. Like,
yeah.
I'm in LA now, so just back and forth.
Do you like LA? Do you have plans? Or
yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I haven't even told you guys, but I'm moving to Portland in January.
What?
My dad lives out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Super. He has an open room, and I'm like gonna go up help him with his business, and then use my free time to like actually create.
To
so
just do your thing.
And like
That's
I don't
good.
Know. And I was it's gonna be cool. I'm excited, and I was thinking it's like not that I want to move. Like I don't want to leave LA, but I feel like right now that would probably be
a
good
state of time.
Yeah, because if not, I'm just going to be, like,
you know,
overworking again. Exactly. And, like, I'd rather, like, go there, like, get to, like, know myself again, create and shit, come back out here with a better mindset.
Being
on
your
it,
vibe,
so.
Right?
You know?
How long have you been in L.A. for?
Like, a year and 2 months.
Okay.
It's been a good
hustle.
It is a hustle. You got to be dedicated
to
it.
Baby tear, my
yes.
What originally brought you here to L.A.?
Honestly.
I remember you came from, where'd you come from Van? I remember.
Temecula.
Temecula.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, which is like, it's like 2 hours out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's like kind of a large town, but it's very like, I feel like it's kind of closed-minded at times. And it's not like a creative like city. And it just gets really like tiring doing like everyday same thing.
Yeah.
With like nothing creative and like upbringing around you.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what pushed me out. And I don't know. It was weird because like a year before I moved out here, I would have like, never wanted to move to LA. Like, I can't
why
move
so?
There. It's expensive. It's too packed.
Right.
It's busy.
But
like all the traffic. And then I was just like, oh shit, I'm here. Like
yeah,
I was like, I won't be able to afford it. And then like there I am, like working every day, living here, doing it. But that was a crazy thing.
That's how it is though. Like you know, until you do it, until you actually just like, oh shit, I'm here now.
You just gotta jump for it.
Yeah.
Honestly, at all times. But
take risk. It's gonna help along the way to take risk.
Yeah. I had a friend, Sophia, who lived out here. She needed a roommate, and I was like, I'm going to do it.
just go for it.
Yeah, and it was fun, and, like, I don't know, like, during, like, a lot of my time living here, it was, I didn't know, like, I knew that I was, like, growing in a way where I was learning something, but I didn't know what I was learning. I was like, I'm going to know this lesson eventually, but right now it's just, like, a struggle at this point.
Yeah.
And then over time, it was just that. It's like, dude, like, take a step back, like, focus on your mental health, focus on, like, what makes you happy, like, create every day, like, create those relationships you need, like, it's not about just, like, making money and, like, getting by, like, find a purpose.
Exactly, so. I like that.
Yeah, and those are the things too.
That
where
2020
like
vision.
Exactly, that's and like if I didn't go through that, I probably wouldn't be in that like mindset of knowing that this is what's most crucial to me.
Right.
And it would be more so like, oh, it's my hobby, but it's like, no, like that's the shit I love. Like I need to be surrounded by it more.
That's the shit I love. I quote by
that's
yeah.
the shit I love.
That's the shit I love.
That's what
like 2019.
Right.
That's what like keeps you going. Like everyone has like that thing. Like you work 9, 10, 12
yeah.
hours a day. You gotta like come home to that thing, like that thing that you want to do.
Exactly.
Like without that, like it's just hard.
And you can't put it on the back burner either.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. I was like, work's my priority. This is like whatever. And it's like, no. Like,
yeah.
Keep that as your number
but
one.
But as you realize that.
Absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
Exactly at like the moment that New Year's about to start and
mm-hmm.
when it's ending, so you know.
I'm just
shit.
Jumping into it.
Bringing
right.
new energy. You know,
absolutely.
Like, do you have any projects coming in next year too? Or do you have like?
Honestly, there's been, like, quite
like a
few...
big one that you want
to... Yeah, what's something?
The biggest
something?
One.
Biggest
okay,
one.
So this is something, literally, on my 18th birthday, 3 years ago, I threw this release party for this art collective I was, like, up and bringing called Goodwood.
Okay.
Super dope.
Goodwood. Nice.
It's essentially going to be, like, an online blog site where artists can submit their artwork to me, and I post it and, like, share about them, and then I also share my art. But it's, like, open to anything. So it could be, like, you're doing skate videos, you dance, you do photography, you paint.
Yeah,
like,
just, like,
yeah.
a big compilation of
anything.
Art.
Anything. It's, like,
okay.
going on, like, the
like
tightest yeah, Tumblr
like,
blog ever, except you can actually see everybody.
Like,
that's cool.
Yeah.
It's, like, a hub for creativity.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah, and I
yeah.
want it to be, like, it's only going to be online so people can obviously, like, access it from anywhere, but eventually I want to get it to a point where it's, like, an in-person type deal where it's, like, you work for a Goodwood collective, like, this is a photographer from them, this is a designer,
yeah.
this is a makeup artist, and everyone's,
yeah.
like, collabing.
Everybody grows, yeah.
Exactly. It's not just run, like, by me. Like, I can have a group of, like, 5 friends that all work with me doing their own things with other artists,
yeah.
so.
Everybody gets to do their own thing, too.
Exactly,
yeah.
and I want it to get big in a sense just so it's a thing to promote smaller artists out there, and
yeah.
it's a place for you to kind of grow through that. And again, it's open to anything. Like, it's not just one thing. Like, you shouldn't be put in a box for how you express yourself.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Since then, like, I don't know, that was like the tightest thing. I rented out this gym. I designed like a whole
rented out a gym.
Yeah, so my friends had this gymnasium.
So
it was so
yeah.
dope. And I planned out this like runway fashion show, and it was on a trampoline, which was super
oh,
rad.
Wow.
It was so dope. Yeah, and like
that worked out.
Yeah, and all my friends helped me make the clothes. We did like a few days of like planning out how the runway was gonna go. It was like choreographed with music. It was like so fucking rad.
Yeah, like a whole setup. Yeah.
Yeah, and like I'm just trying to like, my thing is like I always get down on myself with like the process of time, being like it's been too long since I even like announced that. Like it looks like I'm slacking off,
yeah.
and it's like time's nothing, dude. Like
it's not, time is
I awesome. Can take that 3-year period and then jump right back into that.
Right.
And like I've been getting down on myself for it, and it's time to just be like, no, fuck that shit.
You
dude.
Just have to let it
come back with the same
it.
Energy.
Yeah,
like,
you can't rush
back.
It.
Exactly.
You can't rush creativity. You really
and like
can't.
What I've learned and like just like developed within myself, like. Was so worth it to just come right back to it. So once I like get out there, like I'm working on the website, I want to get it going. My dad does embroidery for a living, and his friend is screen printing like together, so I'm gonna
okay.
get on the clothes game.
Nice.
Like it's like right there at my
yeah.
fingertips. Like why not jump on it? And I think being in another place that's another like creative hub of a city, like just branching out to people all over
yeah.
the place
yeah.
is gonna help a lot. So I just want to like balls deep in Goodwood, honestly.
Good,
like
yeah.
straight in there, you know, like all ambition.
Y'all
heard it
here
first. 2020.
Goodwood
2020.
Balls deep in the Goodwood. So I'm focusing on that, and it's cool too because that's something where it's like I can still make my own personal artwork and even use that as a platform to promote myself. So it's not like I just have to hustle and be like, I'm an artist.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I can still do my art for fun. And then have something else
yeah.
be what keeps
yeah.
me going.
Because
I think the stress I got on myself was like creating things in a stressful demand, like
right.
to please people and be like,
yeah.
oh, I'm still taking shoots. Oh, I'm still painting. Oh, I'm still doing this. And it's like, no, dude, I just want to like create for me.
Yeah.
So if I'm creating for like this thing I'm building, it's more of like a purpose, I feel like.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So I'm stoked.
You
yeah,
know,
but that's
vibes.
What I'm doing. I got some stickers.
Yeah.
Give you
some
stickers.
Alright, so, like, it's, like, cool to, like, work creativity, like, drive that from, like, just being by yourself and stuff, just
yeah.
finding it in your own space, but, like, having a space to, like, collab with, like, other people, see what other people's doing, driving inspiration,
mm-hmm.
it just, like, helps, like, the positivity just
yeah,
feeds off
absolutely.
Of each other.
And, like,
yeah.
having, like, a safe space like that, too, to create, it's so awesome. That was, like, my first, like, idea to kind of get into it, is,
yeah.
like, I don't know, I feel like growing up, like, I've been blessed with the opportunity that I've always had somewhere as my own safe place. Like, whether it's, like, a spot in the garage, or it's, like, my bedroom, or it's, like, a spot at school. Like, there was a place where I felt, like, welcome enough to, like, make what I wanted to make. And the fact that, like, not everybody has that, it's, like, I want to create that.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, people know, like, that's, like, would it be in the long run? Like, in the long run, I want, like, a Rob Dyrdek Fantasy Factory Goodwood
yeah,
studio.
Totally.
Like, people can come there and skate. You can come there and paint and shit. You can come there and make clothes. Like, just a place where you're accepted. Like,
yeah.
And you don't feel, like, again, like, put in a box to create what you want to make.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just let it flow. So.
Yeah, that's dope.
That's sick.
When you say flow, what exactly is the terminology of flow to you?
Flow to me is just, like, not holding back, obviously, like, just as, like, the definition would kind of serve for it, like, nothing's preventing you, like, what is someone gonna think about this, like, oh, I want to make this, but
yeah.
What might stop me on that process, like, just go with it, and when that thing's gonna stop you, like, find out how you're gonna overcome it, in a
mm-hmm.
sense, but just run with it.
Just run with it.
Just run with it.
Another quote by Ali.
Just run with it.
Run with it, 2020.
We're gonna get a list of these. Just run with it. I love that shit.
Yeah, a list of them. And, so I saw recently today on Twitter as well, we're getting something like a whole different topic right here, that Nike has hijabs now, like swimwear hijabs. What is your take on that?
I think that's kind of
like
dope.
For the fashion industry, for them as well, for the people.
I think for the people it's awesome. It's like hella inclusive, especially a swimwear hijab,
yeah.
Like something they can wear outwears like that. I think that's dope. I mean, as long as it's not getting like appropriated.
Yeah.
By, like, other cultures, I think it's fine.
Yeah, it's cool.
I feel like that definitely is something that's different. Like,
how do you
see,
feel about it?
But, like, it's different. It's
yeah.
Something that's good for the fashion industry and for the people.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
yeah.
You're not making anybody feel out of place.
Exactly.
You're making everybody feel, like, connected. So, I feel like Nike, for sure. I love Nike.
Yeah.
If I didn't ever collab with ATP, like, dude, Nike.
Yo, Nike, hear me out right
Nike
now,
with,
bro.
All the possibilities. What's up?
Check out Tony.
That's definitely it. Dude, that's a badass idea right there. But as well, going into next year, where do you plan to be by the end of next year compared to now? It's a big question because you have to think on right there, like, shit.
Yeah, and, like, for things like that, like, I'm at that point with myself right now where I don't want to put, like, a deadline on, like, I want to have this done.
Mm.
I want to have this going. Like, I just want to be at, like, a state of ease where I can wake up every day and just be, like, fully grateful for
yeah.
everything I have.
Right.
Like,
that's beautiful.
And it's, like, I'm obviously grateful, but I still wake up with, like, the stresses of adulthood. And it's, like, there are people that wake up and have that stress but don't give a fuck about it. And, like,
how old are you?
I'm 20. So,
forget
okay.
you're
doing it
good.
Stuff out there early.
And you're doing good, though.
Yeah, you're doing good.
Yeah, fully independent all across the board. But I don't know. I just want to, like, again, like, have that state of ease and not have, like, anything get to me. And I feel like I kind of worry too much at times, like, what people are thinking of me or, like, what people might have, like, a certain idea on
yeah.
about, like, things I'm making
yeah.
and doing. And it's, like, I just want to, like,
you just can't. Yeah.
I just don't
you
want that,
do
you know?
Yeah.
So I want to make sure I'm at that point with myself. I obviously, like, next year I want to, like, do so much art. I don't even care what it is. Just I want to make things.
Just
like
do things,
whether it's painting, whether I'm like taking a class on something, like I just want to be creating. So
yeah.
trying to like make it simple for myself. Just
yeah,
create,
yeah.
be at ease,
next
enjoy life.
The flow.
Yes,
yeah.
the flow.
New decade, new
the
vibes.
Year of the flow.
If you can go back in time, Ellie, and tell something to like your 15-year-old self, 5 years, going back 5 years. What is something you would tell yourself compared to what you know and feel now about yourself going into a new year?
When I was 15, I need a minute to think about this.
Yeah, I know. It's a,
what
yeah,
was
a while
I?
Ago.
Yeah, it's another little deep question right there.
Let's see.
From, like, just the way you think, how you are with people, yourself, your art. Your
honestly, like, speak up for myself more.
Speak up more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of times, like, throughout my life where I kind of, like, hold back a bit. And I'm like, I don't want to cause problems or
mm-hmm.
I don't want to like start another issue or like see how this person's going to take this thing. But it's like, no, like say what I feel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like let people know how I feel. And I feel
right.
like a lot, I mean, honestly, a lot of women in society too do it because they're like afraid of being shut down. Like speak up, like let them know
yeah.
all of it. So
for real, yeah.
And you say that right there. So also as well, like where do you think this whole like woman movement as well, not even movement, but just where everything is going towards with women in general, where do you think that's going into the new year's coming in?
I think it is.
A lot has changed, and it is changing for women.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. And I think it's going into, like, honestly, like, a lot of women are just being like, dude, like, this is, like, our grounds, and we're owning up to it.
Right.
And, like, we're going to say what we want to say.
That's
we're going to wear what we want to wear. We're going to do what we want to do. And I feel like the generation we're growing up with, too, is a lot more accepting of
it. Yeah,
of
course.
And I think it's going to rub off for the older generations, too. And, like, I feel like it's already kind of trending that way.
Yeah.
And it's going to drop a lot of biases. And I don't know, it's like even men are like trending onto it too, obviously.
Yeah.
Whether you're in like a whole feminist like group or anything, like
yeah.
it's just a lot more accepting and like being able to like live amongst people without like that gender bias and just being like neutral in the society.
A neutral state. Because recently my last podcast was to a pro athlete, Cara.
Mm-hmm.
She asked her, I was like, have you ever dealt with anybody like looking at you a different way? You being a woman like in the athlete world,
yeah.
the athletic world. She told me yes. So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's one thing I can imagine.
Like in any aspect of any world, like, and it's
something.
Not always like, whether it's anything, it's like looking incompetent or it's like being sexualized, like in any means. And I feel like a lot of women are just standing up for that now. But they're like, no, like, won't take it.
And also, do you have any other questions you want to ask? I wanted to just take it back to the art and everything.
Yeah,
this is cool.
Yeah,
I like
this
being
cool.
interviewed for like, I wish jobs would be like, so tell me about your whole life.
Yeah, so like to take it back to like the art aspect of it. So like, do you find yourself like going to like museums to like find creativity
oh, yeah.
and inspiration?
I love museums, honestly.
Have you been to LACMA?
Yeah, I've been
yeah.
a couple times. I've been trying to go out to a lot more museums, especially like before I like dip out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I just like it. I feel like when you're just quiet like that and like with
yeah,
yourself,
it's
so
oh,
surreal.
So nice. It's so
I am
nice.
Like in such like a state of like just full zen, just looking through everything.
Yeah, like I like to go to the LACMA and just like just vibe out.
Literally,
just
bro. And I can
yeah.
stare. At, have you? I don't know if they
like
still
that.
Have it up, but there's a. It's Picasso.
No, they actually closed the second floor where all the paintings
it?
Are.
Oh,
they closed
damn.
It. Till 2024.
Okay, because I know
2024?
It was closed when it was
yeah.
2024.
Yeah, they like changing everything.
Really?
Yeah, they're doing a lot of like fixtures because I went and it was all closed off.
Yeah.
But I was
it's
in that floor for
open.
Like 2 hours.
Yeah,
like,
it's so fun.
Like there's so many and it's just so nice. And again, like I was telling, like researching certain artists and being like, I kind of draw inspiration from this and I've never heard of them in
yeah.
a sense. Like. There's a lot of that too, and just picking up me like I do this with my art and like seeing how they kind of trend it.
Yeah.
And then not like knocking anybody, but sometimes like seeing stuff in museums, I'm like, why is my shit not in a museum? Like
yeah.
that's like
yeah,
the biggest
yeah.
inspiration to
yeah.
get going to museums.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute, I can be in here too. Like, what's stopping me? So.
Yeah, you have to have that mindset.
There's your, what's your favorite museums out here?
So yeah, I've been to LACMA. Mm-hmm. I haven't been to Getty yet. I've been to which one? I've been to the African America's Museum, the MoCA, MoCA's chill. Yeah, that's all
MoCA's pretty
to.
Small.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
I went there.
That's
they do, like,
downtown,
free shows
yeah.
outside
yeah.
sometimes.
Free shows?
MoCA's tight.
Yeah, yeah, it's all, it's like, yeah, kind of almost by, like, K-Town? No,
like
no, K-Town. Not K-Town, fucking Little Tokyo.
Little Tokyo?
Right.
There's a museum right in front of, what's it called, the Broad? Right?
Yeah.
Brand. There's
mm-hmm.
a museum right in front.
That's downtown,
that's
right?
downtown. But do you guys know the museum that's in front of the Broad?
No.
There's like, I think it's like a MoCA or something too, something like that. I think it's like based off of Hispanic culture, the art and stuff.
Oh,
oh okay.
Yeah. I found it like super low-key one day. I was just out there walking out there shit.
Yeah.
And a lot of stuff
museums
like
are
that too.
Dope.
Like,
it's like super random in LA. You just bump into shit and it's
yeah.
like, I was recently walking in downtown and it was like, what, like 3 p.m. and I literally passed by a restaurant that said All the Possibilities, a neon sign. And I was like, oh, shit.
That's
sick.
And I was like, vibe, the world just goes with me, you know? So the world gives you, you know, what you want. You just gotta
yeah.
work for it. Want it, and it'll bring you whatever you want. Anything
yeah.
else you got right there, Dion?
Nah, that's all I got.
So, what do you feel, Ellie, is a topic that we can touch, that you would like to touch, and this is your open...
Ooh.
This is your open mic right here.
Yeah, talk about anything.
This is an open secret.
Something
right?
I want to talk about or get
yeah,
you guys to talk about?
have
it
fun
matter.
With it. Have fun with it.
Yeah, go for it.
This is hard.
I've never done this in a little segment of the podcast, so this is the first
Let's
time
see.
I do this.
We're going to go into a brief intermission. Oh my gosh, I can't think.
Movies, TVs, any good movies you've seen lately?
Ooh, yo, I watched this one movie called 222. It's like 222, like on the clock.
Uh-huh.
Also, I've been seeing a lot of like 222 everywhere.
You believe in that, like,
yes, like angel numbers and everything.
I love it.
Okay, here's our topic. what's your thought on like angel numbers and like seeing signs like that?
I think,
like, do you believe it has
very
something
big
to
on
do?
That. I always see 444 and 1111 a lot. Like literally, and I think I've looked it up and it's crazy because I didn't know 444 actually has a meaning. And I'm like,
what is
it?
It's
like,
is it like a Bible verse or something?
I think it is, and as well, like your life is in the middle of a changing frequency. Like your life is going to where you're, like, you know, you're working towards.
Yeah.
You see that a lot. 1111 is like you're being watched over, like you got blessings. And I'm like, shit. And then I got a lot of blessings, you know, like I'm just trying to survive out here in LA. I do believe in that. I believe in it's in alignment with the universe, with yourself, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something weird, something like we don't know at all, but maybe there's something else to it.
Just,
you know?
A higher power.
A higher power, higher frequency that we're aligned to.
That's
I
cool.
believe in all of that stuff.
Yeah. And I've been seeing 222 a lot, which, like, I don't know, I pick up on that stuff, and I haven't seen, like, a ton of, like, numbers or, like, triple digits, like, anything in a while, and then I kept seeing it, and I looked it up, and it's about, like, setting your intentions in the right spot, but also communicating better with yourself and others, which is, like, exactly what I needed.
Yeah.
So is it kind of like a deja vu?
Yeah, not deja vu, but just, like...
Not a deja vu, because deja vu takes you back to a moment where you've lived, but does it give you that type of, like, feeling of, like, wow, like, something, like, hits you, you know?
Yeah, it's just, like, I don't know, I just feel like something's, like, watching over me. And, like, it just, like, puts me back in that place where I'm, like, I'm good. Like, everything's happening for a reason, and it's, like... Once shit started, like, kind of hitting the fan, like, I started seeing everything more.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, hey, like, find your purpose again. Sit back
now
with yourself.
You're leaving LA and things, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Bro, you want to know something crazy, too? Okay, so I have never done, like, tarot card readings.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've
had
mine once.
Yeah.
By a friend. Yeah, it's crazy.
My friend...
Because, like, she was doing it. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
But, like,
go.
She was doing it, and we were just sitting down, like, on the grass, and she was shuffling the cards. And, like, the one with, like, the devil had actually, like, fell out.
Oh.
Of the stack, and I was like, ooh, like, what does that mean? She was like, oh, like, that's not good. And
damn it. It was weird though, like, we shuffled the deck and I pulled my first card and it was called Move, and then we, like, found the page and read it, and the first sentence is, this is a message about moving. Most likely it means you'll be moving to a new home. You've been considering the possibility, and this is validation of that idea.
Wow.
Like, isn't that wild? Like, out of all cards, I was like, bro,
nail on the head.
So that was cool, and I don't know, I believe in, like, I think I'm probably going to pronounce this wrong. It's, like, called, like, synocracies.
Yeah.
Or, like, synchronicities.
Yeah, no,
but
I wanted to say the word, but
it's just little
it
things that happen. Like, I believe in that
that's
stuff
movie,
where you're, like, I'm in the right spot at the right time, and this thing had to happen right now for me to just
that's cool
feel valid in it. And not in any,
life
like,
is like that once you trust in yourself. Don't you trust in, you know, like, your higher self?
Absolutely.
If anybody believes in that, because I've met people who do not believe in the higher self. They believe in the now. I'm just leaving the now. But I believe that
you,
could,
put
you know,
faith,
you have
like,
to have
in
faith into something,
it's
yourself, anything,
you.
An apple, whatever you like, honestly, like, it's, you know, you have to have faith and stuff, but I do believe in that, and that's why it is.
You want to talk about something trippy?
Yes.
Do you think that, like, if you're following this path, that you feel like you're on the right path, do you think that at some point in time, like, there's, like, another self, like, ahead of you that, like, have done this already, so it's, like, you're following in their footsteps,
like
of, like, a future self?
Like,
yeah.
Like, you've lived this
life. Like, you've lived this life before.
Yeah,
basically.
I can believe that. Like, you're in a different, like, body now, but you're, like, going along that same path in a sense. Yeah, I believe that.
I feel like it's a big... I've thought about it. It's, like, past my head. I feel like it's a big possibility. It's, you know, the world, it's a bunch... It's a big-ass universe we live in.
Yeah.
I know, you know. See, we don't know. We just know where we are living at the moment of the time that we're here. There could be more to all of this shit than we really know.
Right.
ATP of life, universe, collab with the universe like that.
But yeah, I'm really big on the, like, past lives. Absolutely. Like,
yeah.
I've been a butterfly before.
So
know that for a fact. I don't know if I've been a dog, because, like, I'm kind of jealous of dogs. And just, like, seeing them, I'm like, I don't think I've, like, done enough as a human to deserve to be a dog.
Yeah.
Like, you know, to be a bad life. Like, I don't know. I believe in all that stuff. Just, like, the fact that, like, certain things give you deja vu and, like, you feel, like, very familiar to things. And, like,
right.
Let's say, like,
like,
you love
like
birds.
Like, an affinity, yeah.
Yeah, like, since
yeah,
the day you were born, you just love birds. Like, I feel like you were probably a bird in your past life. Like, why the hell do you like birds, you know? Or it's, like, you hate birds. Like, a bird killed you and you were, like, a worm in your past life. Like, you know? I don't know. I just think there's, like, there's so many possibilities in this life that are, like, beyond, like, planet Earth. Like,
anything,
like, we can't even plan on. So I believe on it for that. Like,
you gotta flow.
Absolutely.
And also, I have a question. Where do you see yourself 10 years from now?
10 10 years.
10 years from now, it's like you're gonna be 30.
That's okay. Well, if we don't reverse like climate change and like damage,
yeah,
to the planet, we'll probably be dead along with most of the population.
Right.
I believe in that stuff.
No, as well.
So
as we all should.
You and ATP are big supporters of that shit.
I don't know. Honestly, like, just joyous. Helping out people. I want to get my dad a house so he can just chill out. Like, stop working so much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If the planet gets to a better point, I'd love to have a kid one day. A baby
so,
Ellie running around. So hype. But yeah, I can't even think about that. Like, at the state of, like, the world, like, I can't even think about where I'm going to be. Like, and that's, like, a thing I stress about a lot. Is, like,
yeah,
what
yeah
the hell's going to be happening? Like, even with, like, the United States in total, like, the government's crazy, third world countries are crazy, the planet's failing.
You
like,
can't think about all that, though.
I know, but that's where my brain
yeah
goes. I'm just like, no, 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 no. So,
yeah, it's
spiraling.
Tough not to. It's tough not to.
It is.
It's what we see on the news every day.
Yeah, you just gotta put, like, higher hopes in the fact that we're gonna fix all that.
Yeah.
Because we are.
Then if not, you just gotta think about maybe I'll bust a dash to the Dominican Republic and just go,
yeah,
I'm out.
Let's go. But yeah, I hope I'm happy. Probably.
You plan to travel more?
Oh, yeah.
Online, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of traveling.
I want to go to another country. Like, never been
Puerto
to another
Rico
country.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out. I'd love to go to Japan.
Nice.
I think that would be so
yeah
rad.
I
want
to go to Japan, too.
It could be really cool.
I actually have a friend out there right now. I think he's back already.
Oh, yeah.
He's been vibing out there in the industry, fashion, and all that.
That'd be sweet. Yeah, their streetwear industry is crazy.
Where do you feel like the streetwear industry is going? I know you have a vibe, but man, I see the Vans right there.
You see the Vans?
Right?
Yeah.
The breast cancer collection.
And then a breast cancer?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Bro, they were donating like 200,000 of the proceeds to teach like younger like
really
kids and in school
when
stuff.
Was that?
Like,
dope.
This was like 2 months ago, I think.
Yeah, it's really dope.
But yeah, teaching them about like how to check themselves, why they should get checked, like all the dangers of
that's
breast
dope
cancer,
yeah,
where it
important
can arise in men and women. Like, but wait, what was the question you asked me? Oh, where I think
yeah
streetwear
yeah
is going?
Yeah.
I don't even know. I feel like it's getting... It's hard because a lot of streetwear is fast fashion.
Yeah.
And it's just smaller
yeah
companies building up on bigger
exactly
companies
yeah
and taking it. But I feel like there is a lot of more like individualism going into streetwear and people kind of like
know, yeah
trying out their own things. I don't even know, to be honest. I've never been like a huge like streetwear. Like,
where do you get your inspiration for your like style?
Honestly, I just dress in like what
have
I feel comfortable
with. Have
you
seen Melrose in Fairfax on Sundays?
Oh yeah, bro, you see me? I don't know. Things that like I just put on and I feel good. I
thrift
always.
Yeah.
I'm like, why would I pay $80
yeah
for this
yeah
thing?
Yeah,
I can
course
pay $5 for this thing. Makes
I found so much
happy
good at the flea, like just those finding stuff. You just gotta look.
Yeah.
You just have to look, yeah.
I don't know. I want something I feel like comfortable in, obviously. If I ever wear something I'm not comfortable in, I don't feel confident. I just feel like reserved in myself, so
yeah
no matter what it's wearing, your confidence is like for sure key.
Yeah,
I'll be in a much better mood.
Confidence is first.
A lot more friendly, I'm out there, but
confidence is key.
I want to get into a lot of more like DIY, like recycled clothing. So like maybe making my own patches,
yeah,
or like my own like cut and sew like fabrics. I want to do like a
paints.
Yeah,
yeah.
I want to do a 1-on-1 line, so where I like kind of like find clothes and refurbish them.
Yeah,
so
that's urban renewal right here.
Yeah.
I've never been into like high fashion. I feel like it's cool, but I'm like, I don't need to
like
wear
like that Zara and stuff like that.
Like anything, bro. Like Balenciaga is like,
oh, yeah.
I don't know. Like anything that's like too much of a price tag where I'm like, is this worth it? Because
there's no need for that. I feel like, honestly, like what's the price for?
Yeah.
Because the materials, I doubt. I mean, especially if you're saying it's recycled material.
No, you're just
like,
putting a
yeah
name on it, bro.
Yeah.
Like Ian Connor's Revenge shoes. He's like,
yeah,
let me take an old school, and since I'm Ian Connor, these are $600.
Yeah.
Like anything, like.
That's for sure fast fashion. That's what I feel. It's not for the people.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you're just doing it for the money.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
though,
for the
it
money,
works
for the hype. Yeah, yeah,
it does
work.
Works.
It does
work.
It does work.
People
and
like
I mean,
it
a lot of people like are looking for that like instant gratification, like I don't know, gratification from others, and like you can work like I don't know, you can just look at somebody and be like, he's got on Air Forces, like, is that a Go Yard bag? Like, and instantly you're like,
yeah,
he's cool, like,
yeah,
he has money, this is sick, and like, a lot of people that have money are buying fast fashion, stuff like that, just so they can get across with that point.
Yeah.
So I respect for people with money that fucking dress nice, like,
yeah,
have your own style. Like, yeah. Billie Eilish dresses.
You're
so
a big fan of Billie Eilish?
I love Billie Eilish.
Yeah, I've actually seen her.
Her style is dope.
Yeah,
that was I was working at.
She's so rad. She played there?
She played there, yeah. And stayed there.
At the hotel? She has her own style. And
yeah,
and
her style
cool
is
too.
Very, very unique, which is cool.
And
that's, like, dope.
Yeah, she's, like, too, because she can take her style and then mix high fashion into it and still make it her own style,
yeah.
Which I have respect for. I'm like, you can still wear this hype stuff and make it your own, so.
Watch out, Ellie Eilish.
Watch out. Ellie Eilish. She's cool, though. She's, like, she reminds me of Soulja Boy.
She does.
She's our generation Soulja Boy.
Yes. Except, like, I'm crying listening to her music.
Instead of you crying.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like streetwear as one, it's like a changing thing. I feel like now, being 2020, we can say 2020, it's literally a couple of days. I feel like it's a big contemplation of everything that took place from back then. And
yeah.
Now, like, we just mix it in our own time.
Back then
is
in, yeah.
Like,
and
from the 50s.
That's
60s,
what I was thinking too. I was thinking this yesterday, actually. I was like, current, like,
you're
fashion.
You're aligned with the
universe, you see? Yeah. I don't know, current fashion is, yeah, exactly what you're saying. Like, I feel like we're not. I mean, we are making new things, but I feel like a lot of it is all just taking, like,
recycled from the past.
Just recycled
years.
From the past. A lot of, like, 80s and, like, 90s. 80s
is
in the
still
current
heavy.
Fashion.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Which I fuck with.
Yeah,
yeah,
I
love
that
style. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I feel like our, like, most current, like, fashion style is just, like, typical streetwear.
Yeah.
For, like, streetwear,
cool
though,
track
like,
pants.
I didn't know, like, luxury streetwear was a theme until, like, a month ago. And I was
like,
really,
what?
Like, luxury streetwear, like John and Biddy's, Babe,
okay.
Stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
That's luxury streetwear.
Like Palace.
Yeah, once
yeah.
You start going like that, 200 for a tee or something
yeah.
Like that. Like, that's
like literally like, 200 for a tee.
Yeah. Have you been to Agenda, so you kind of know.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
Like, how was Agenda?
Did you work, or you were just there?
No, I was just there. Oh, Agenda
just
was really tight,
yeah,
too.
Cool.
You meet a lot of
cool
Agenda, people
yeah.
There.
That's a big network.
It's cool, because there's, like, small brands, but there are bigger brands, too.
Yeah.
So, seeing how they're kind of, like, flowing with each other is really rad. Get a lot of free stuff. That was fun.
Have you ever been to ConflictsCon or no?
No, I want to go. It looks
no,
so
it's
rad.
Fun.
He's
when is that?
Like,
yeah, I worked it twice.
Damn.
No, three times. Three.
It's
three
in
times.
Three times? You hit three.
Yeah.
It's in Long
it's
Beach.
It's crazy.
Oh, really?
Convention Center. Yeah, it's kind of like Agenda in a way, too.
It's
not,
just
wait,
Agenda,
oh, it's
but bigger.
The same spot.
Yeah.
It's the same
yeah.
Spot.
And they do live shows, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw Kid Cudi.
Okay.
Year,
did
yeah.
Like Playboi Carti play there?
Not this year,
but
maybe the year past.
Yeah, probably.
I think those things are cool because I love concerts
you network
and I love that. You network and then you
I
just
go to network.
Go
I
and mosh
network.
A little bit.
And you watch a little bit. Last year I got to go work it. I had a booth over there.
For ATP?
Not yet. I got to go help out for
another
brand called Kiwi. Yeah, like a shoe cleaning company.
Hell yeah.
I got to network from being at that booth. I met
yeah.
Nature. I met a bunch
you meet
of
a lot of people.
Yeah, people come in and you're like, oh, let me tell you something else.
Yeah, yeah. So you just. You have to use it to your benefit. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I took business cards this year. And
yeah.
I was like, let's do it.
You have to be ambitious about it too. You have
yeah,
to
yeah.
You have to step up in those moments.
I stepped the toe back to the business cards and I was
yeah.
Like, we're going to be models, we're going to be everybody today.
Yeah.
So it's a good
it's
time,
a cool
but
spot.
Stuff like that is cool. You see like the fashion and everything where it's
yeah.
Going.
Yeah. And working there, getting for free and everything, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
it was fun.
Yeah.
It was a long day, but it's like, it's cool though.
Yeah, because you're doing setup, breakdown, you're
yeah,
there for all
that.
Of it.
Last year when I worked there, I didn't have to do none of that. I would just show up with my outfit. So I didn't have to worry about all that. But definitely, I think streetwear and like the fashion industry definitely is going somewhere different. Slightly. If anything, it's just becoming more like individual.
Yeah.
Individualized. And then I know compared to like Japan and places like that, they have a whole complete different vibe out there in Japan.
Yeah,
I've
they're like
found
a
Dickies Japan, and they have like a whole different vibe. Dickies
really?
Japan,
Dickies
it's
Japan?
It's low-key fire.
What do they look like? Are they like high-waisted?
They
or?
Use tie-dye in their stuff. They
oh, okay.
Out. They
I love
super
Dickies.
Creative. They use like monochrome, like crazy stuff that they don't do here in the
oh,
States,
okay.
At least yet. So I feel like that's more of the
yeah,
experimental like side on that side. Yeah, I know, and then Urban has Dickies now. They're pushing Dickies out now, too.
Yeah.
Shout out to Urban.
Shout out to Urban. Did you know Pantone, like, the color company, they
mm-hmm.
Make, like, colors of the year, and that's where head designers, like, make their colorways?
Really?
Off
I did
of
not
the
know that.
Yeah.
Really?
Some lady was going to buy
yeah,
some Vans.
I'm on this now.
Yeah, they were purple, and then she saw some royal blue ones. She's like, actually, let me see these. And she's like, no, I'm getting these. This is the Pantone color 2020. And I was like,
really?
What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so
that
Pantone
story
puts
me a
out
lot of
color.
People like that.
Yeah, like, this year, I think it was coral, so you saw, like, a lot more, like, coral coming
mm-hmm.
Through, like,
yeah.
Higher end
I
brands.
Did see coral a lot this year, though.
Yeah,
too,
so, like, but it starts with, like, higher up brands. So they'll all kind of go with it, and then smaller, like, fast
yeah.
Fashion companies
go,
are,
like
every
sleep through.
Yeah.
So the Pantone color of the 2020s.
What is it? It's like
blue
a blue
issue. It's
yeah.
Called Classic Blue.
So I gotta
no,
hop on that
Pantone color of the year, Classic blue. Oh, like, yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, this is going to match everything. I was like, obviously, she's bougie.
But I think this is it, guys.
Hell yeah. Thank you guys for having me, Tony.
Thank you.
Of course, of course.
It's been real.
Thank you guys for this episode with Ellie Wood, ATP Sit and Talk.
Check out my Instagram. It's definitely pronounced definitely.
And also Dion.
Dion, Instagram at noid. That's N03_ID. You can also catch me on Twitch at noid217.
Ooh, he's doing it all.
Yeah, that's right, boy.
Come through.
And thank you guys. Until next time.